Good evening. This is Beth's Time Stories of Adventure and Wonder. Okay, kids, what do you want tonight? Keep that promise?
Probably not, but trust me. Please.
Okay. Well, okay.
I'll try my best.
That takes 3/4 of the burden off of me. That sounds kind of good. So, who's going to start us off?
Of course you.
Okay.
Wait, we need an order. First, Dad, then me, then Clara, then Maddie.
Okay, here we go. Once upon a time, there was a cow named Mabel. Well, she was just living her life, chewing on grass, and then chewing on some more grass, and then the afternoon, chewed on some more grass. It was a lovely day, just like every other day in Mabel's life. Well, that's until the sky darkened, storm clouds rushed in, but rain didn't fall. Instead, she found herself surrounded by a beam of light. She looked up and thought, that light's the color of grass. And then she lifted off the ground. Pass.
The cow, I already forgot its name. The cow wondered what was happening and looked around. When it stopped floating, it was in this weird, metally floating, other floating thing. I think she thought she'd call it a UFO, unidentified flying object. Anyway, then she saw this giant green man with a weird-looking drill walking towards her. Fast.
Then went Marcia threw up in my mouth. Oh, shush. And her name was Bubblegum. And, then... The alien's daughter, came in and she said, "Yay! I have a new cow! Her name is Bubblegum." And then they lived happily for a little while. Terrorizing villages, capturing humans, questioning them, using death rays on them. It was a good life until Pat.
The day the message came, it was a radio signal from deep space, and it said, "Georgie, we left you alone for a long time. I hope you've been behaving yourself. Coming to visit." And the alien looked terrified. "Oh no," he said. "My parents are coming." Pass.
His parents walked in the door holding baby cow. The name tag called Bubblegum. His parents said, "We found this baby cow walking around. Guess we're having beef for dinner." Later that night, the beef...
I created her! She will not be forgotten!
Hey! Settle down. Don't break the rules. He's got the conch.
That night, bubblegum tasted so good with a little bit of spice. They wondered if there was someone in the stars crying. And then the weirdest thing happened. The sky started to fall. Pass. They went further up on the mountain, and they found several more. The little girl chomp, 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 spit, spit, spit up into the sky. And but then one of the bigger chunks was guarded by Sky Guard Path.
Oh dear. Well, the Sky Guardian looked down and said, "What's going on down here?" And then Mabel decided to stand forward and said, "Well, you see, the thing is, I was just minding my own business one day, eating my favorite thing, which is grass. And then Georgie took me up in his UFO. And we fell in love and had bubblegum. But then his parents came and ate her. But since she was half cow, half alien, her body parts could reassemble. And then, like, I don't know, there was this girl named Geraldine.
What? No!
And she just kept eating up the sky and turning it into a just spit swamp. So, we're in real bad shape. Can you help us?" And the Sky Guardian just sighed really long. He said, "Oh, cows and aliens never make good partners." Okay. He lifted up his big sky staff and said, "Alakazoo, be done with you."
You're driving.
And everything went away. And all that was left was Mabel chewing her grass. And she went to sleep thinking, "Was that really my life? That was really weird." The end.
No! Wait, can you pass?
No more passing.
I have a good ending.
Nope.
One where some other aliens torture bubblegum in these torture chambers.
Bubblegum shall rise again!
Bubblegum is suffering extreme pain!
Not right now.
Well, on that note, good night, Bubblegum, wherever you may be.
Prepare for a sequel, Bubblegum.
And we'll see you guys all later. Good night, kids.